It's time once again for the Mike and Woo Woo podcast brought to you by absolutely nobody.
But if you would like to sponsor this podcast, hit us up.
I would like to sponsor the podcast. I would like to tell you about the wonderfulness that is Michael Kenneth Powers.
Oh, boy.
What a terrific guy he is. He is so, I'll tell you what a radio show he does with his partner, Woo Woo, has a fantastic band, the Fighting Jamesons, does a little acoustic duo with his friend Jeff McLaughlin. Pretty good dad, pretty good husband, wonderful dog owner, two rescue cats. What a guy.
It's all there.
What a guy he is. Imagine the sell I just did for myself for your business. Imagine that.
Now make it happen.
Yes. Make it so. July 30th, 2020, the Mike and Woo podcast.
No shirt.
Enjoy.
No shoes. No mask. No service.
No service.
No shirt, no shoes, no mask,
no mask,
no service. No shirt, no shoes, no mask,
no mask,
no service. No shirt, no shirt, no shoes, no shoes, no mask, no service. No service.
No service.
It's Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Here we go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up!
Fire!
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
The saga continues all over the world on the radio.com app. All over the seven cities on 94.9 The Point. And if you sleep in, which we all wish we could.
I know.
You can check us out after the show, the Mike and Woo Woo podcast on pointradio.com. What's up, girl?
Hey.
It's Mike and Woo Woo.
Hey, boy. Hey, I'm so excited. Hey. I got my coffee. I have to say, every day this week, I've woken up like really excited to come to work.
Well, thank you, Woo Woo. What's the reasoning? Me, obviously. Thank you.
You, obviously,
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Just really excited to come to work.
It's nice of you.
Even though last night I've been trying really hard. I mean, I know all of us during this pandemic probably eating a little too much, drinking a little too much, still balancing it out with working out.
Yeah, of course.
But you know, I have lost weight, thank God. But you know,
you've been fighting it though.
I've been fighting
it the whole quarantine.
So last night I had my Neighborhood Harvest cucumber salad thing from John Stein and Thomas over there. I love all of my veggies. I'm out of microgreens. I used up all my microgreens.
Yeah, I only have a few microgreens left. I'll tell you, that Neighborhood Harvest, those dudes. I mean, I was blown away. I've been blown away by everything I've eaten.
I think I'm in love.
Yeah. I got to go check out the pricing on that.
I know.
You know what I mean? See if it's something that the Powers family could afford to put in the budget, because it's so different when you eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
God knows. I mean, everything feels better. Down to like your joints.
Thank you.
Right?
Like I woke up this morning, I wasn't puffy,
right?
Even though I had 3 cocktails last night.
Doesn't matter. You had all those microgreens.
I had so many microgreens.
So much stronger than anything you could have drank.
And those little baby cucumbers that he gave us.
How great were those? How great were those?
And cherry tomatoes?
You know what felt really good?
What?
Last night, my daughter Claire and my wife Heather have a little garden outside, which I'm sure a lot of you have done during the pandemic. And we've been eating stuff off our own garden too. Last night, not only do we have cucumbers, we had the cucumbers from them the night before. Last night, we had our own cucumber.
Get out of
town. From the garden.
Wow.
We got watermelons growing back there. It's unbelievable. Little peppers, tomatoes.
I tried to grow jalapenos and cilantro.
Hard, right?
And mint, I killed them.
It's hard
to
do. I
ruined it, yeah.
It's really hard to do. They've been very, very dedicated to it. I got to give the girls a shout out. So
yeah.
Good job.
Good job, girls.
All right, so you had a rough night last night.
I had a rough afternoon. It wasn't bad. It was just a very strenuous night. So,
oh, how so?
My children share a bedroom. Maggie and Miles share a bedroom. So I have a 3-bedroom home. But the problem is there's 1 bedroom on the first floor, and then there's 2 bedrooms on the third floor.
How do you have that divvied out?
So my nanny sleeps in the first floor bedroom.
She doesn't anymore.
So the first floor bedroom is essentially a guest room. My daughter Maggie wants to move down to that.
Ooh, so she wants to get her own room away from her little brother.
Yes, but Maggie and Miles for the last 2 years have been sharing a bedroom on the third floor across the hall from my room, and they've got bunk beds. And I've had these bunk beds for 2.5 years from Hanes. My dad, thankfully, when I moved out, bought, you know, the whole set.
Oh, what a nice dad.
Really nice. But then my girlfriend, Anne-Marie, gave me a set of twin beds. Like classic cannonball, like four-poster twin beds. You know, like you would see in your parents' home years ago. Just
yeah,
really
sure.
Nice, solid wood.
Yes, that's it. You sound like your mother.
Solid wood.
Oh, my God. Do not all parents sound like that?
Yeah.
Like not our generation, but the parents, our parents, and then their parents, they always be talking about
solid wood.
The solid wood. You got to get this mahogany. Okay.
Solid. No particle board.
No. Psh, what?
So 2 o'clock yesterday, I decide today's the day I'm taking down the bunk beds.
Oh my God. You did it.
I did it.
Ooh.
From 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon until 6 o'clock last night.
Wow. Where's this butt doctor of yours?
He was getting his hair cut.
For how long? Probably purposely getting his hair cut. Oh, you want to come over and help with the bunk bed?
Haircut! So from 2 o'clock yesterday until 6 o'clock last night,
oof.
I sent you the pictures.
Yeah, oh, I'll put them up here. Yeah, that's right.
I took apart the bunk beds.
Can I show the bunk beds first?
Is that what you want to show?
All right, those are your bunk beds from Hanes?
Yeah, from Hanes.
Those are nice.
So I took those down. And now there was a moment where, my daughter Maggie was a champ. You know, mm-hmm. Dan even told me it's a 2-person job. Like, what are you doing? You can't do this alone. It's a 2-person job.
Wait for me to get my 7-hour haircut.
So at one point, I'm holding up the bunk bed and I'm like, Maggie, I can't hold this anymore. And we look outside and Maggie's like, our neighbors are outside. Michael and Kelly are outside. And I was like, run and get the neighbors.
Wow.
And so she runs downstairs, comes back alone. I'm like, where are the neighbors? She's like, oh, they were on a work call. But long story short,
no help.
Got the bunk beds down.
And here you are. Here's a picture of you. Whoa! Yeah,
taking them apart. Now,
look,
mind you, took everything apart and I had to unscrew each individual slat.
Yeah.
So then when the bunk beds come down, every time I would take a piece downstairs, I would take a piece of the new bed upstairs.
Yeah.
Of the solid wood bed. Three flights of stairs, bunk beds down the stairs, new beds up the stairs. Box springs. Carried up 2 box springs all by myself.
Oh, wow. The mattresses you can't do by yourself, right?
All of it by myself.
No way.
All of it by myself.
Dude.
So long story short, it's done at 6 o'clock. I make the kids dinner. Dan comes over. He makes a couple of watermelon mojitos that were amazing.
Oh, what a great guy. Dinner's done. Bunk beds are done.
I put my kids to bed. And now, mind you, Maggie and Miles share a room. And they had these bunk beds. And Maggie never likes sleeping on the top. She mm-hmm. always likes sleeping on the bottom with Miles.
Uh-huh.
And so I told her, I was like, look, this is going to give you more space. You're going to have your own twin bed. Eventually, you'll move downstairs. So last night, I put them both. Maggie's in her twin bed. Miles is in his twin bed. Good night. Mommy loves you. Sleep tight. This morning, I wake up, go to work, open their door before I leave. They're both in the same bed. They're both in the same bed.
I knew it.
I
knew it. I swear to God, because I didn't want to interrupt your story. I was going to tell you should not have done that. It was a bad move, and I'll tell you why, okay? I have 2 children, as mm-hmm. you know, Marie and Claire. They are 6 years apart. Marie is now 15.
Mm-hmm.
Claire is 9. When Marie turned about like 8 or 9 years old, she wanted her own room, okay?
Yeah.
Like for a long time. And then all of a sudden, there was this shift, like, they wanted a room together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who got scared or whatever it was.
What happened?
But they wanted to get back together. So I put them both in the same room. Then they wanted to split up. Now Claire, who is 9, is like, I don't want to be alone in my room anymore. So she's in with us for a little while,
especially during
this pandemic. Don't tell her I said that. She'd be embarrassed. But it's weird because you do all this work. They want to be separated.
Yeah.
And then once they're separated,
they gravitate towards
right,
each other.
It's like they didn't want to be at school forever. And now look, they've been out of school. What do kids want to do? Go back to school.
Yeah.
They want the complete opposite.
It was just so funny. I was thinking like this morning before, because I always check on my kids before I leave for work. And so I cracked open the door and I peeked inside thinking I'm going to see like one little blonde head in this twin bed. One little blonde head in that twin bed. And I'm like, where the hell's Miles? Are you kidding me, Miles? What are you doing?
Wow.
I just spent 4 hours building you new beds.
And I guarantee Maggie probably facilitated the sleepover. Your older one. I'm telling you, they get scared just as much as the little ones. Probably more so because their imaginations at 9 mm-hmm. start to run super wild.
It's just, I should have snapped a picture this morning when I was leaving.
It's really sweet.
It's really cute, but then I was like, that is my luck.
And what are you doing with these bunk beds now?
I gave them away to my girlfriend, Perry. She's picking up tomorrow at noon.
You better tell them you need them back. Ask her if she wants a couple of twin beds. Your kids ain't going nowhere, man.
It was fun. And then that's what led to the watermelon mojitos, watermelon mint mojitos.
Well, I want to hear about those, too. Oh, but let's go to commercials and we'll hear about what we drank last night.
It's funny. Like, I'm finally at that point in the pandemic where I'm like, okay, it's time to rearrange furniture and move this house around.
And drink.
I've always been at that level.
Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Oh, man.
You're doing good, woo-woo.
My biceps, though.
Proud of you. Look at those things. I can see them through your Hobbit sweatshirt.
They're on fire.
Your Harvard sweatshirt that you're rocking today.
Look at your biceps.
Man, I know. I don't believe in sleeves anymore. It's too hot.
Yes.
Look at those things. My God.
Snakes.
The incredible woo-woo.
And these a little more definition.
Yeah, look at that, dude.
Oh, man, it was fun.
The 24-inch pythons, brother. What's up, dude? It's woo-woo here. Isn't it going to be great when you come in one day and it's like woo-woo's got a deeper voice than me? It's like, oh, it's Mike and Woo in the morning. What's up, brother? That was woo-woo, by the way. You know something, dude. Okay, well, big show today. A lot of stuff going on. We're going to talk about drinking. Of course we are. We're also going to talk about when somebody asks you, somebody with power asks you, what can I do for you? How should you answer?
And we're going to talk about pop sockets and teddy bears and lovies.
We are. All those we're not joking. Please don't leave. Stay with us. I swear to God, it'll be riveting.
Mornings with Mike and Woo, 94.9 The Point. Take us with you anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app.
Good evening and welcome.
Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Waking up to seven cities and beyond. Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
The old wake and shake is always the best.
On 94.9, The Point.
So, because you put the bunk beds together.
Yeah, Daddy.
And you spend your whole day doing that.
Yeah,
and then
taking
the bug
them
doctor,
apart.
Yeah, taking them apart. Right. And then putting together other beds and carrying mattresses by yourself up and downstairs. When the bug doctor came over, he was a little bit of a help because he made you a drink. Is that what the picture last night you sent me was?
Yes.
I'm putting it up really
quick.
Those
are frozen watermelon mint mojitos.
Whoa.
So you get, you know you can go to the grocery store, any grocery store, doesn't matter, Kroger, Harris Teeter, Farm Fresh. Farm Fresh, sorry, rest in peace.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Remember when you used to go to Gene Walters?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Farm Fresh.
Darn it all, I miss Farm Fresh.
Yeah, that was a good place.
You can go to any grocery store and they sell the cubed watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that, you put it in the freezer, freeze it up for, an hour, 30 minutes, whatever you have. I mean, even 10, 15 minutes. And then it's a little Bacardi limon, fresh mint,
nice
lime juice.
He loves his fresh ingredients,
doesn't he? I mean,
he loves it.
He loves it. The guy's great.
He loves it.
And it's so good and so refreshing, and it's easy. So frozen watermelon, some ice cubes, lime juice, watermelon, and then the Bacardi limon. And I think he used Bacardi limon lime, I think.
Looks like you live in a resort sometimes with the drinks he makes you.
It's
really nice.
Oh, yeah. Bacardi lime. And then this Natalie's fresh lime juice that we get from Bagel Boy. I mean, it's a whole community.
He's got a whole thing, man.
He's got a whole community just building the cocktail one ingredient at a time.
I was hanging out last night, and I hadn't really drank that much at home lately because I went on vacation, and I was just like, I just got to stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was good. Like, the week before I went away, I didn't drink. This week, I really haven't drank. I said last night, I'm going to make a drink. I got all this drink left from vacation. I have ginger beer. So I have some limes. I said, let me make a Moscow Mule.
Yes.
And I took out my giant Yeti cup, okay? And I made the biggest Moscow Mule you've ever seen in your entire life. And I'm drinking it, and I'm watching the hockey games. There was hockey on last night. It was awesome. And, I wasn't into it.
The hockey or the drink?
The hockey I was way into. The drink. I was just like, I was forcing myself to drink it.
Oh, yeah, not worth
it. And then finally I stopped it and I poured probably like $10 of alcohol down the drain. And then I thought to myself, it's like, I really wanted that drink. What was the problem? I'll tell you what the problem was.
What was the problem?
I needed to put it in a mule glass. I love when I can figure these things out on my own.
You needed like the little 10 cup thing?
Yes.
What is it? The little copper.
The copper cups. I got two tin cups at home.
Oh, wow.
And one's for Heather, one's for me. And I thought like, I want to make a big Moscow mule. Not the same.
No.
It's not the same in a Yeti cup. And I noticed it too when I went away to Lake George. But I was already drunk. So I was like, I can't really evaluate this drink right now. I drank so many other things before it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's like wine. You know, if somebody gives you wine out of like a solo cup, you'll drink it, but it's not the same if it were in a wine glass.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. It's such a weird... You think, is it psychological or is it a real thing? I would love to ask. I know any experts. Michael Kimball, I guess.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about drinking, but...
Is it psychological with the cup?
Yeah, it makes no sense. I have it in a more expensive cup, a Yeti cup, a nice big Yeti cup, a real Yeti cup.
Oh, wow.
You figure it should be good. Mm-hmm. You know, I stole that Yeti cup from my daughter, by the way. It's her Yeti cup. I don't even have, again, like I have the cheap Yeti, I have the Jetty cup. She got a Yeti cup. I want to use the Yeti cup. But it should taste good, right?
Yeah.
It's metal. So why didn't it taste as good?
That's a good point.
As opposed to in the copper cup.
Yeah.
Same thing with wine. You know what I mean? It's like some drinks you have to have in really tall glasses. Mm-hmm. Some beers you have to have in steins.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on here?
I mean, I will drink anything out of any cup. I'll drink.
Of course.
I will drink wine out of a shoe.
Exactly.
But it's just not the same.
I like actually drinking wine out of, my mom has these like old Italian glasses.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just a normal, it's like a normal lunch glass.
Well, like when you go to Fellini's, they serve you your wine in a glass. They don't serve it in a wine glass. They just serve it in like a little Italian shot glass.
I feel like I'm in The Godfather or something. It's very cool.
You're going to get whacked.
Yeah. Somebody whacked me.
That's really funny. Yeah. That makes perfect sense, though. You couldn't enjoy your Moscow Mule because it wasn't in a... And why Moscow Mule's in that little copper mug? Does anyone know why?
I don't know. All right. Well, I don't know. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can comment. You could always call us at 490-9490. Maybe we give Michael Kimball an early call. I bet you he would know. He knows stuff like this. You know what sucks, though? Let me tell you what else sucks.
What?
The fact that we could so easily right now Google it and get an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the fact of like when people like, we got to call our expert guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
We got to
call Michael Kimball, our expert. Now we could just Google things. Oh, like what year did that Disney movie come out? No. Oh, you know who would know that? Steve. He loves all those Disney movies. That doesn't happen anymore.
Okay. Well,
now everyone's an expert. You're going to Google it?
I'm Googling Moscow Mule.
Just Google it. Oh, and why?
First question. Why does a Moscow Mule have to be in a copper cup?
Woo woo, give me that answer.
Moscow Mule purists know that tradition isn't the only reason the drink is served in a copper mug. The cold metal insulates the temperature of the chilled ginger beer, keeping the cocktail cool and refreshing.
Ah, so. I felt... Interesting. You know what I felt like, though?
What's
the ginger beer went flat a little.
That could be it.
It went a little... No. But in this Yeti cup. I know it was good. It fizzed when I opened it. Maybe that's the key. Cold metal... keeps the ginger beer fuzzy.
Okay, the Moscow Mule was born in Manhattan but stalled on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Ba 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 ba. New York's Chatham Hotel, 1941.
Mm.
Wow. Okay.
There you have it.
I love this.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm going to learn a little bit about drinking this morning, kids.
I mean, I didn't plan on it tonight, but now I want a Moscow Mule.
You should.
Damn it, Mike.
You should. You know what you need to get? Some blueberry vodka.
It's
very good. You get the ginger beer. And then you get a little LaCroix, whatever you want.
Yeah,
then
in
a little seltzer water. Lime, obviously. You put a bunch of limes in there.
And mint.
And then mint. And then you're on. You don't even need the mint.
Smack that mint.
Smack that mint.
Smack that mint.
Smack that mint on your drink. Smack that mint on your drink. Smack that. Smack that.
Oh. Okay, well, that was fun.
All right, everybody. Very good. So there you have it.
Moscow Mules for everybody.
We don't even need experts anymore. We just get the answers right away. That's the kind of world
we
live in.
Thank you, Google.
And we're all still complaining like babies. We get answers to everything at the drop of a hat, but we're all still complaining. All right, it's 6:58 in the morning. Coming back with 94 seconds or more, probably more, of news.
Mm-hmm.
Woo-woo, anything in particular we need to look out for?
Nothing yet, because I have not written the news yet. So I'm going to use this commercial break to write the news.
It's interesting. The news is going to be news to the news girl. Next.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning. 94.9. The Point. It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9. The Point.
7:13. It is Mary Catherine Woo Woo with your news.
Yeah, good morning and happy Thursday. Sunshine today. Another high of 93. Hot and humid day in Hampton Roads.
No rain? What happened to this rain?
I thought there was supposed to be rain yesterday.
I saw rain on the forecast all week long.
I know.
They've lied.
This iPhone. Throw it away. Yeah, I mean, I'm now sunny. Sunshine. It looks like 11 o'clock tonight. There's a 30% chance of rain. But when you look at the thing, it's got all the lightning bolts.
Yeah, it's got all the lightning bolts.
And the clouds.
You've lied.
Liars.
You know what we need to be able to do with the iPhone? With the weather?
What's that?
Click on one of those lightning bolts, like on Thursday. Give me a little breakdown.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's hard to tell this far in advance, but it's a little breakdown. Just putting a cloud and a lightning bolt, that's not enough.
Well, that scares me.
I can't plan with a cloud and a lightning bolt. Give me more.
We need more.
We need more, iPhone. You haven't given us enough.
Portsmouth Public Schools have followed the likes of Norfolk, Chesapeake, and Virginia Beach. Yesterday, the Portsmouth School Board announced that all classes will start virtually. Cool. Obviously, now that the governor has, you know, ceased gatherings of 250 or more, it has to be 50 people or less. I don't know how they plan on going back to school. So that's why Portsmouth has said, nope, we will start virtually.
Okay, Portsmouth.
Some good news here. A local Virginia Beach teenager was honored by the Coast Guard for saving two men from a rip current in the Outer Banks. Eric Hupp received the Certificate of Valor. His sister Megan, family friends were there. The Coast Guard ceremony was held yesterday in Portsmouth. Hupp was honored for rescuing two people from rip currents off the Outer Banks back in 2018.
God bless him.
That's
a kid.
Awesome, I know.
How old are you? Like 15 or
15.
Something?
15.
Jeez.
Saved two kids. The rescue happened September 2018, Duck, North Carolina. Not sure why it took 2 years to honor him, but.
Well, you know.
Better late than never.
He's been probably partying the last couple of years. He's been all excited. Think about all the girls he got. Oh my God!
I saved
two people. Oh God!
Eric, you're so cute.
Oh, I love you. Yeah, good for him,
really,
man. What a good kid.
I know. More good news to share with you this morning. Broadway at Chrysler Hall, the 2021 season has been announced. It'll kick off in February with Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus
Do you think
Christ.
You're what they say you are?
Jesus Christ is Superstar.
Then in June, Jersey Boys will come to Chrysler Hall.
Jersey Boys.
In July, it'll be Cats.
At the Winter Garden Theater.
Memories.
Cats, still?
And then in August.
Still Cats, huh?
Anastasia.
That's still around.
That's still around, huh?
Cats.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Broadway at Chrysler Hall, 2021 season. Jesus Christ Superstar, Jersey Boys, Cats. And Anastasia, you want tickets? Head to BroadwayNorfolk.com.
Cats, huh?
Cats.
Okay.
And finally this morning, Busch Gardens has announced a phased reopening will happen in early August. The parent company of Busch Gardens, SeaWorld Entertainment, said yesterday in a statement that they are working towards an August opening date of Busch Gardens Williamsburg. The park has been closed since March.
Nice.
My kids love Busch Gardens.
You know who loves Busch Gardens? You do.
I really like roller coasters.
I know you don't. This always gives me a really good opportunity to play something from your past.
What's that? Oh, no. Don't you do this.
Roller coaster woo-woo?
No, please don't. Please don't.
On May 17th in the year 2007, the Griffin opened up and there was a media day. And on that media day, a very young and youthful and sprightly woo-woo, Mary Catherine woo-woo,
oh my God,
took to the roller coaster and sat right in the front and made these noises for the first time in her life. This is actual audio. Here she goes again.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's over.
I hate all of you.
Oh my God.
Oh man. I don't like roller coasters.
Sounds like you like it a lot.
How long ago was that? 13 years ago?
Yeah, 2007.
Wow.
May 17th, 2007.
On the Griffin.
On the Griffin. That would have made you 22.
23. Wow. I really don't like roller coasters.
Obviously. Dude, that's so great.
Oh my gosh. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I know. Well, Busch Gardens has been closed.
Well, I mean, so last night, but yeah, I haven't heard that in a long time.
Who knew all you needed was a butt doctor to make those noises now? I listen to it and I'm embarrassed for you. I'm turning red. Oh my God.
Oh my God. You guys. Oh my God.
I'm glad that only comes out like once every 2 years. It makes it so much more special. Yeah, Busch Gardens is opening, guys. Yeah.
Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning, 94.9. The Point, waking up to seven cities and beyond. Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning, 94.9. The Point.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25. It's been a really fun show so far. Really
it's been a fun week.
Has been a really fun week. Been on fire. And at least I think so. Who knows? Who knows what everybody else thinks? Yeah. I think we're great. yesterday, it was kind of cool. We were hanging out in here, and we don't see anybody ever. It's really weird.
Yeah, our office, we have 106 employees, I think, 108 employees here mm-hmm. in this building.
And we see six. Maybe.
And we see maybe six people. So the entire business side of our office.
Same people, though.
Yeah.
Like from other morning shows.
But no account executives, no sales reps, no sales managers.
So yesterday, this man walks in with a cowboy hat and sunglasses and a very cool mask, mm-hmm. a very hip, cool mask. It was almost like a Mexican material,
yeah,
Mexican
yeah,
blanket material.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the name of it. Like you would see a Baja material.
If you go to my Instagram at woo_949,
right.
I posted a picture of him there in my Insta story.
Mm. I should have had you send me a picture so mm-hmm. I could post it up.
You can see it there.
Right. And he's got like a long, light pink shirt on mm-hmm. with light jeans and very cool shoes.
There he is.
Right there.
Uh-huh.
All right. So this man, right? If you go to Instagram, it's on Woo Woo's Instagram. I saw our general manager, Bennett Zier,
mm-hmm.
and he is usually, I mean, Armani buttoned up all the way, you know.
Gucci loafers.
Gucci loafers, right. And he has taken this pandemic and he's really run with it. I mean, he's got a bigger beard, almost bigger, if not bigger. It's not as kept as when I have my beard.
Mm-hmm.
Really intense beard.
It's a big, fluffy, like Santa Claus beard.
Yeah, big, fluffy. He almost reminds me of a more stylish dude from The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's the dude. He looks like the dude. But it was awesome to see him. He kind of peeked in with his mask and he was just checking in on us. And he's done that periodically throughout the pandemic. I've seen him, I guess, only twice.
Yeah.
But we've had meetings and stuff. So he comes in and he peeks in the door and he doesn't walk all the way in.
And this is our general manager. Mm-hmm. Like he's in charge of everything in this building.
He's actually in charge of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 10 radio stations here and in Richmond and stuff. And you wouldn't know it, but it's he looks awesome. He looks awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a good look.
It's a good look. Really cool. Really cool. I was a little jealous. And he asked this question to us. He says, "You guys good?" I say yes. And then he asked the big question was, and I wrote it down. What can I do for you? Now, when a powerful person, right, walks in, person that has connections and pull, mm-hmm. asks you, what can I do for you?
Oh.
It's really hard to answer on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think in your mind, you're like thinking grandiose things. Like, what can I do for you? What do you really need here at the job? Can I get you anything? And in my mind, I'm not going, we need more Lysol. I'm just not thinking.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not thinking that. And I went, I'm going to sit back with this one a little bit. And next time he visits, I'm going to ask him. And you know what I'm going to ask him for?
What?
I want our studio redone.
Oh, boy. Good luck with that.
Well, he asked.
They just redid it.
No. This layout stinks. Mm-hmm. No offense to the engineers did a great job. I mean, everything's beautiful. I love those guys.
Pretty sure they
Ernie
spent half
Sean.
$1 million on this.
They did. Not just this room, but they redid all the rooms. The layout is not a conducive layout for a show like ours. Mm-hmm. This is perfect if I was just spinning records.
Yeah.
But I want our studio redone.
Oh, boy. Good luck with that.
Well, he asked.
They just redid it.
No. This layout stinks. Mm-hmm. No offense to the engineers did a great job. I mean, everything's beautiful. I love those guys.
Pretty sure they
Ernie
spent half
Sean.
$1 million on this.
They did. Not just this room, but they redid all the rooms. The layout is not a conducive layout for a show like ours. Mm-hmm. This is perfect if I was just spinning records.
Yeah.
But I want these computers to move. I want to be able to see guests when they come in. Like, I love interviewing people and I love when people visit the show, but I'm staring at a computer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to look at you, it's almost like I have to peek through the blinds. I'm like a peeping Tom when I talk to you. It's a weird. I'm surprised I haven't been arrested
yet.
So
you're telling me that when our general manager enters this building again and walks into the studio and maintains 6 feet of social distancing in his mask with his cowboy hat and big bushy beard.
Yes.
And he says, "Hey, Mike Powers, is there anything I can do for you?
Move the studio around."
Jesus.
That's what I'm going to ask for.
Good luck.
I want a cooler studio. We're putting this show on Facebook every day. Mm-hmm. We want to put it on YouTube. I want to do more with it. We're doing the podcast. We're doing a lot of things during the pandemic. We're working very hard. I would like some things moved. I would like this speaker to move. Maybe this to slide over a little bit. I'd like a direct sight line to my co-host. I mean, yeah. Think about how great we are now. Think about we could be more great. We could be more great.
I just think he's going to laugh in your face.
Well, I don't know. I just to move a couple of things. You think that's asking too much? It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, when a person asks, what can you do? Am I supposed to lie?
I think he's saying like, "Hey, Mike, what can I do for you?" And you could say like, "Hey, Bennett, I'd like a Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Or can you get me a little more Germex? We're out of toilet paper in the bathrooms." Not, "Hey, I know you just redid this studio and spent $500,000, but can you redo it again?"
Not necessarily. We don't need any new equipment.
You just want it moved around.
Yeah. Only because the sight lines for me, it's terrible.
It's bad. Okay.
It's either that or Bennett. I need you to hit me with a ray gun and make me grow a little bit because I'm too short to see over the equipment.
You know what I think?
One or the other.
I know what you need to ask for.
What?
A step stool.
A step stool. That's what he's going to end up getting me. He's going to give me a phone book.
Problem solved.
There you go.
Money saved.
I'm going to get a car seat. I won't even get a car seat, like a nice baby seat. Uh-huh. I'll get a nice phone book that nobody uses anymore. I'll
you
be sitting
on
that circa like my mom used to do that back in like 1979.
Man.
She was so short.
I'm
she drove
thinking,
a big Chrysler. She would sit on a phone book.
I'm thinking you need those, and parents, you know what I'm talking about. Those things that you put in the kitchen for your toddlers that's like a wooden stage and it's got like four sides and they stand on it and help you in the kitchen.
That's right. That's what, thank you. I want to be able to help in the kitchen a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying,
it is funny. It's when the boss asks you, "Is there anything I can do for you? What do you need?" I mean, I got a list, but I'm not going to start.
Yeah. I mean, you know, most people in radio would just go hookers and blow, boss. We're not most people. We'd actually like, you know, some things.
I'd like a
things.
Range Rover and a key to the Emerald City.
So you think you'd be a no to rearranging the studios?
Yeah, I'm going with a hard no on that right. one.
And I guess I'll just go to number two, hookers and blow. Fine.
Hear us all around the world on your smartphone or tablet with our free app, Radio.com.
The Radio.com app.
Radio.com. On Google Home. Alexa. Sonos. Online at PointRadio.com. Or wherever you stream music.
Breaking news here. This is an earthquake?
Yeah.
In California?
Scary.
Where in California?
So right in Los Angeles. A neighborhood in Los Angeles called Pacoima. It's one of the oldest neighborhoods in the northern San Fernando Valley region of L.A. Mm. And the only reason this was brought to my attention, one of my high school buddies, Tyler Markham, he lives in Los Angeles. His parents live back here in Norfolk. But he put on his Facebook page now, said, "Holy, friends okay?" So then, and that was like before the news hit. So then I just went to a Twitter and here it is. 4.3 magnitude earthquake. That's crazy. Boy. Have you ever been in an earthquake?
No, I don't think so. I've only been to California once, and I think that was to see family as a little kid. And then I think we went to Disneyland, but I was really young.
Yeah.
I don't know. But apparently, I think like earthquakes are kind of a regular thing there.
I mean, earthquakes, and then they have the aftershocks.
Mm.
What scares you more, like an earthquake, a tornado, a hurricane?
A pandemic.
Good answer.
Yeah, pandemic scares me more. It's really weird because we're all like freaking out because of the pandemic, but like that quickly, look how quickly an earthquake can come and people are freaking out, right?
Yeah.
A comet could hit us. A meteorite can hit us.
I don't think about things like that, though.
Well, you shouldn't.
I don't.
I mean, because if it happens, that's it. We're all, you know, we're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really even matter then. So,
I feel like with a tornado, you know, we don't have a basement. It was like you run to the basement.
Yeah, but you know what's pretty scary? The fact that we don't have a basement here. Mm-hmm. And for the last, I don't know how many years, 10, 15 years, tornadoes have just been popping up every season around here. You see pretty scary things happen. And not at the magnitude that they happen in the Midwest, but like one or two houses, you know, get run over, maybe a little more.
My son is obsessed. Miles is obsessed with watching tornado videos on YouTube.
Oh, God.
And he will often ask me, like, Mom, is that window strong enough? If a tornado came through, it wouldn't break, right? And I'm like, no, honey, that window's going down.
Why is he watching it? Because of the destruction, or because of why are you letting him watch it?
I don't know.
What the hell are you doing? What are you doing over there? Mom of the year.
I had a choice. It was either Fortnite or tornado videos.
Or take apart the bunk beds. You know, you can't watch them all the time.
No, but Miles is obsessed with like natural disasters and hurricanes, and he wants to know like, is our house strong enough to withstand these things? And I'm like, it's brick. We're good, son. We're good.
Oh, yeah. You got a brick house. Mm-hmm. I was about to tell him, absolutely not. Any craftsmanship outside of the 1960s, it's all terrible.
We got a brick house, and we have my townhouse is equipped for an elevator. So there's like three doors that are all finished closets now it's an elevator shaft.
Right.
But then the starting point of the elevator shaft is in the garage. So I've always told my kids, like, if there's a tornado, an earthquake,
you
go into the shaft.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
You can go in?
You can go into it in the garage, but everywhere else, it's a finished closet.
Dude, that's awesome. I wish I was a kid at your house. That'd be the Batcave for me. You have an elevator shaft you can hang out in? Oh, that's cool.
So that's where we would go. But yeah, that's the news this morning. 4.5 magnitude earthquake in Los Angeles just about 15 minutes ago.
Damn. Yeah, that stuff is frightening. You should tell Miles to watch the movie Twister.
Oh, no.
It's very unrealistic, but...
What is the rating on that?
I don't know. Find out. Who's in that? Helen Hunt?
I miss her.
Yeah, Helen Hunt, man.
I miss her. And what was the guy's name?
Bill Paxton.
Oh, I love Bill Paxton.
Yeah, give me some Bill Paxton
Twister,
and Helen
Hunt. Twister, 1996.
Uh-huh. Very unrealistic, ridiculous movie, but it's good.
Oh, I should have him watch that.
I mean, maybe you watch it first and monitor it and then
Twister
show it
movie
to him.
Rating.
If he's into the science of it.
Oh, it's PG-13.
You don't want that kid, though, chasing storms.
Why not?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess somebody's got to do it, right?
Somebody's got to grow up and be Sam Champion, the next Sam Champion.
Sam Champion.
Miles, you are the next. I miss him, too.
Sam Champion.
Yeah. So if you had to choose which one you're more afraid of, you can't decide. Earthquake. Tornado.
You're saying
hurricane.
Natural disaster.
Yeah, like which natural disaster scares you the most?
It's a really good question.
I know. I'm going with earthquake.
Yeah, well, okay, let's break it down for a second.
Don't take too long because I got to go to the bathroom.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay, I will take longer now. No, well, I mean, an earthquake, you could get swallowed into the earth.
Yeah. An earthquake, you don't know what's coming.
Right, out of nowhere. A tornado, though, it's like, it's coming. Is it coming this way? Oh, God, it's here. And then up you go. And then up you go, which is frightening in itself.
Okay,
and
hurricane.
And then a hurricane, you just get blown in every different direction. And you get blown over, and other things get blown over, and there's flooding. I'm not a good swimmer. Oh, God.
You got to choose one. Which one do you fear the most? Which natural disaster do you fear the most?
I guess a hurricane, because it's all encompassing.
Oh,
you know, a lot winds and rains and the whole, and the whole thing. And the whole thing. An earthquake, if it happens and then I fall into the earth, then, oh, well, that was fun. And then a tornado, if it... This is how I look at things. Whoa. And then a tornado, right? If it happens and it comes and whoosh, sucks me up and spits me out, I might land somewhere pretty cool. I mean, you saw The Wizard of Oz, right? You never know. You never know.
So your final answer is hurricane.
I guess. Yeah, it was a long-winded way to say
that's
hurricane.
Final answer.
I guess. I don't know. You got to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, check on your LA friends, people. If you've got friends in California, earthquake this morning about 15 minutes ago.
I'll see you in a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Minute or 10 minutes.
This is a natural disaster of the bathroom kind.
See you in 20.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9, The Point. It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9, The Point.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:18. We're going to give you that news. Here's Woo Woo.
Yeah, we are. Good morning. It is Thursday, July 30th. I didn't get a chance to see what holidays are today, but we'll check it out later.
Cares. Don't put that pressure on people right now. What's going to happen is it's going to be like National Hot Fudge Sundae Day, and people are going to feel obligated to go out and buy all the ingredients for a hot fudge sundae because they feel like a terrible parent because their kids are stuck inside. Don't put that pressure on them today.
Okay, I won't.
Thank you.
Sunshine today, high of 93. Portsmouth Public Schools announced yesterday they will follow the likes of Norfolk, Chesapeake, and Virginia Beach Public Schools, starting classes virtually this fall. Also this morning, Broadway at Chrysler Hall has announced their 2021 season. If you want something to look forward to, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Do you think you're with it? Okay, that's going to kick things off. Broadway at Chrysler Hall. That'll kick off in February. Then Jersey Boys in June.
Yeah.
Cats in July. Anastasia in August. BroadwayNorfolk.com for tickets.
You are way into Broadway.
Love it.
I like some stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
What are you most excited there from...
Jersey Boys. Have you seen Jersey Boys? I have
seen Jersey Boys. On Broadway?
On Broadway.
Mm.
It's really cool. Is it really good?
I like the movie. I'm sure it wasn't as good as the play.
I don't think I ever saw the movie.
Or the show.
Yeah, the Broadway
whatever.
Show.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Cats at the Winter Garden Theater. It's crazy that that's still around.
It's amazing.
I was saying that this morning.
It's the longest running Broadway show.
It is. Mm-hmm. When I was a little kid growing up in New York, right? Every time I was watching TV, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I felt like every commercial break, Cats was a commercial.
Cats at the Winter Garden Theater.
Cats at the Winter Garden Theater. And then there was the cat, touch me, I'm so easy to do.
God, it sounds like the cat is dying.
Yeah, I know. I'm not claiming to be a fantastic singer.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a weird memory for me.
So Broadway at Chrysler Hall, Jesus Christ Superstar, Jersey Boys, Cats, Anastasia, BroadwayNorfolk.com for tickets. Also this morning, some good news. More good news. Busch Gardens will start a phased reopening here in Williamsburg early August. The parent company of Busch Gardens, SeaWorld Entertainment, said yesterday in an announcement that they are working towards an August opening date. Can you believe Busch Gardens has been closed since March?
Yeah, I guess people go. I mean, people are going to Disney World, right?
Yeah. Be excited. My kids love Busch Gardens.
I don't know. The lines, social
again,
distancing.
Some people will do it, and if that is your choice, it's like I say, if you choose to go to a restaurant, that's your choice.
Do
if
it.
You choose to go to Busch Gardens.
Just do it. Fine.
Just do it.
Go. Should I play your roller coaster ride again?
No, don't play that.
All right.
And finally, this morning, the ABC stores have announced in Virginia that they will start their first ever summer cyber sale.
Oh, wow. Somebody sounds super excited about that.
The sale starts on August 5th.
Oh, my God.
Woo woo.
The sale starts on August 5th and features 20% off all online purchases of $100 or more.
Okay.
By the way, that's Woo Woo riding the Griffin on May the 7th, 2000. I wrote it down, May 17th, 2007.
Yeah, that was media day.
Woo Woo really excited about the ABC store sale.
Oh my God!
I don't do roller coasters.
I'll tell you what she does do, though.
That's for another show.
Coming up next on 94.9, The Point.
Waking up the seven cities and beyond.
beyond.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
94.9. The Point.
The Point.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.